Let's put this into context. That's all in the Old Testament. How does that refer to the New Testament? Well, like I showed you, the single entrance into the sanctuary of the tabernacle of God pointed towards Jesus Christ being the one way which we can attain salvation. John 14 verse 6 said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Not by Allah, not by Buddha, not by anybody else, but by me. Right? What about the ashes? Well, the ashes in the Old Testament sanctuary points towards Jesus' judgment on the wicked in the end of time. What about the lamb, the burnt offering, the sacrifice of the lamb? Well, the sacrifice of the lamb in the Old Testament points towards Jesus' death on our behalf in the New Testament. What about the high priest in the Old Testament sanctuary? Well, the high priest represents Jesus himself. The brazen altar of burnt offering represents Jesus becoming the Passover lamb. What about the laver for washing in front of the sanctuary tent? The laver for washing represents baptism into Jesus Christ. Let's go to the holy place first. The holy place actually foretold the Christian life, which is a life centered around Jesus Christ. Focus on Jesus Christ. There was no Christ-centered focus of life in the Old Testament because Christ hadn't come yet. But in the New Testament, exactly the same as in the Old Testament, each item foretold of absorbing the bread, being involved in taking out the light of Jesus Christ, and prayer through to the Shekinah glory in heaven through the power of Jesus Christ. And then in the most holy place. Well, the holy place actually shows in the Old Testament the power and the magnitude and the truthfulness of Jesus in the throne room of God. It's incredible to see that the Old Testament sanctuary, as this was displayed in Moses' time and throughout history, is exactly the same as the gospel we have today. I mean, that in itself is just mind-boggling. The Old Testament sanctuary represents the New Testament gospel. And the same gospel that we have in the Old Testament is the same gospel as we have in the New Testament. Except that one or two things have changed. We no longer have to kill a lamb for our sacrifice because Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb.